And this is Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, everybody. As I said earlier, I bought this laptop in March before lockdown and had camera remote. So instead, you get these beautiful, critically imperiled morning glories from down here in South Florida. I am a recovered compulsive eater, controller fixer, working on recovery every single day. And I've worked through the BBA steps on three different occasions. And they transformed my life and gave me kind of, I can't see what I'm doing because it's right there and I'm doing it. But it takes my fellows to help me look at what I'm doing so that I can make corrective action or do the footwork. And BBA really gave me a process to see that. And today I'm going to take my 20 minutes and talk about 1 through 11 and end on 12, because all the steps kind of interweave in my life, and look at on a daily basis, what am I doing to stay in recovery, expand my recovery. And it's kind of a miracle, but it's magic to me, that the way God works in my life today. And I love that. And I'm going to give you three references from the big book that I'm going to talk about. Page 98, page 62, and page 66. And I seem to just live inside those pages. And they are what's real for me today. And I accept that my truth is my truth. And then my truth expands, changes, and shifts. And that's the miracle of God in my life today. And I think of myself in recovery as I'm a speaker and teacher about landscape and habitat restoration and transformation down here in South Florida. And I teach a lot of people, and it's when I like to be boots on the ground. I like to teach them how to plant a tree as we try to reshape South Florida by putting in trees. And the process is you take it out of a pot, and they're root bound, and they have circling roots around the pot. And because all the chemicals are stacked into that soil bed, we encourage people to first take it out of the pot, wash all the soil away so that the roots will clutter there with what they know. And to gently stretch out the roots, plant them in new soil, and let them go. And that's basically how my recovery has worked. That when I came into recovery, I was totally root-bound. I knew what I knew, and my fertilizer was my defects, my denial, all the stuff that worked for me, but it didn't work, but I didn't know anything differently. I didn't know how to act. And then as I worked the steps, and I've been in the rooms 22 years now, and BBA really pushed me, because I find in my recovery, I hit a wall. And as I hit that wall, God always gives me an opportunity to see, look, or someone shows up and boom, there it is. And when I feel that resistance, that discomfort, I realize it's God sending me an opportunity to grow. And as I untangle my roots and I wash away that soil and I give up those defects, that it's scary out there. How do I operate? I'm used to being XYZ. And that's gone if I give that defect to God and let God work it in my life. I recognize that step 7 is really a step for me about cooperation. Allowing God and I to cooperate. I give my defects to Him. He takes them away in order to allow me to be useful. And I have many opportunities to snatch them back or let them go or let them transform. And I know for me, my part of my thinking went as I was untangling was, it's not the storm that's going to kill me. It's the forecast in my head of what's coming. And that's my willful thinking of how I'm anticipating, planning, strategizing, getting out of, they're going. By the time the storm gets here, I'm already so full blown that it didn't matter if it just came in with two raindrops. The hurricane has already happened in my head. And that's part of what the steps give me, is a way to untangle that. And that when I feel that storm, that tempest in a teapot in my head, I know I'm in willful thinking and that I kick God out. And I do a thing with my sponsor on page 66 of the big book, and I'll read that real quick. And it's about the fourth column. We turned back for it, held the key to our future. We were prepared to look at it from an entirely different angle. We begin to see the world and its people really dominated us. In that state, the wrongdoing of others, fancy or real, had the power to kill. So I do, when I feel my head starting, my resentment making machine brain, and it comes out of my expectations, I sit down and I do like an assets and liability chart, fancied or real. And I start filling in, what are the facts? What am I imagining? And fancied or real has been so critical to me in the last several months. And I give it to my sponsor every week. And we talk about how I'm generating, because my head is imaginative in my willful thinking. It's how I keep that confusion, chaos, drama going on all the time, rather than the peace and serenity that really that God brings me. And as I begin to untangle and look at the fancy, the real, I know on page 62, we talk about we've stepped on toes. I don't need to read that. We've stepped on toes and people have retaliated. And in hindsight, we see that we provoked or stimulated that. The first paragraph. And I realized that today, it's not what happened to me. I did it. They did it. We all did it. It's what I do with it today. Do I take it into service in working with my fellows? Or do I use it to retaliate against people that retaliated against me to the point that I can't remember how many times we're retaliating? And of course, they have free rent in my head because I am plotting and planning, keeping the drama going, pumping that adrenaline. And I can let it go. I may feel a certain way, but it's what I do that keeps me in recovery. And I can turn to God and give the pause and let God come in, or I can stay in my willful thinking. And then part of teaching people to plant a tree is when we gently unwrap those roots and lay them out so that they can begin to stretch and grow. And I realize that that is where I am today, in beginning to let go of things, trusting God enough, having enough of a pause that I can wait. I know last week I told someone something in confidence about this big thing that I was given, and I asked them not to say anything, that I wanted to let it be announced. And Friday night, I didn't go to this party, and they were there, and they told the person, and they betrayed my confidence. They told the person that had told me not to say anything. You know, it's God giving me an opportunity. Number one, not to put a burden on someone, to keep it confidence. That's not really my job. That's me controlling, trying to control information and outcome and understanding. And then they called me on the way home and told me how excited they were. And then midway through telling me, they remembered. And I sat there and said, okay, God, I know there's a lesson here, and I'm game for it. And I started thinking it wasn't malicious. It was done in love and caring and excitement. And that I set up the spinning wheel by not respecting the agreement to hold it in confidence, but by telling my buddy. And that's the way the pause works in my life today. And as they were horrified and just falling apart, and they sent me 100 million texts the next day, that's an exaggeration, of course. I finally called them and said, it's because you love me and care about me. There's no mean-spiritedness about this. And actually, I think friendships go through bumps, and I wasn't right and fair in telling you. I couldn't have done that even 6 months ago. I would have, yes, 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 I asked you not to, and never spoken to them again. Not 6 months ago, maybe 2 years ago. 6 months ago, I would have held the resentment, but acted like I didn't have it. And today, as I get honest and let God show up, I'm in it. It's on me. And that's that fourth column. That's that opportunity that I have to turn it back and look at me and my responsibility, not what somebody else, because I can't control what other people do. And I have on my phone, because I'm such a forgetter, at 7, I like palindromes. So at 6:06, it says, you're in service to God today. 7:07, it says, work on cooperation and meeting people where they are. 8:08, remember, you're going to meet people where they are today. And at 5:05, what were my lessons and opportunities today? And did I meet people where they are? And for some reason, those little alarms going off reminding me keeps me square with the pause. And I know I've spoken about the pause before, in that if I can just stop a moment and let God come in, things work out. And they always work out better than my machinations and my storm anticipating. People can like me. People can love me. And I can love people, and I can like people. And I can also meet people more often where they are, even if it disagrees or isn't what I'm expecting them to be, because God has given me an opportunity to grow. And I guess for steps 10, 11, and 12, I'm on a train where every 2 weeks we change partners to share our 11th step. And I see that as my steps 10, 11, and 12. That every night I get an opportunity. These steps, this big book, gives me an opportunity to review my day and to follow that and to look at where I can grow, what God gave me in the day, and how I can see how God is working in my day. And I know after I give it to my partner the next day, I always tear it up and throw it away because I feel like I've given it away. Let's move on. And I try today to jump right in the middle of my program, not sit on the fringes, not kind of worky, kind of show up, gotta be there, but right there in the middle of it.
Jay, here's Jeff. It's 5 minutes left. And the sound is a little bit, it fades a little, comes in and out. I'm just
okay. Okay, thank you. Can you hear me now? Okay, I see the head checking. Okay, thank you for letting me know. And you know what? I'm right on time. I just have a few more things. I love it. And 10, 11, and 12 is really where I get to see God today working in my life. And I want to read you the most important today. It changes all the time because I want to be a growing in recovery kind of person that's learning that my will doesn't work so well, but God does. And it's page 98. Starts in the first full paragraph. Some of us have taken very hard knocks to learn this truth. Job or no job, wife or no wife, we simply do not stop drinking so long as we place dependence upon other people ahead of dependence on God. Burn the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. The only condition is that you trust in God and clean house. And I find if I sit there in trusting God and every day do inventory, take it back to the full-blown fourth if I need to, then I can continue to grow in progress. So I'd like to end with, and I hope you can hear me, the prayer that I say every night that still just touches my heart, and I hope I speak to your heart. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to understand as to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. And it's in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are reborn to eternal life. Amen. Thank you for letting me be your lead today. I'm Jay. I'm a recovered compulsive eater.
Thank you so much, Jay. Thank you. Stop the recording.